From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, anything@kera.org. You can also tweet me this hour. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. You can send your questions and answers to us that way. It is Friday, the 14th of November, and I hope you're all staying warm today and staying indoors if possible. But we are live this hour taking your questions and answers. Starting off today from the inbox, Royd wants to know, I was hoping to find, Royd writes, someone who may remember a 1930s broadcast called WRR's Saturday Night Barn Dance. Yeah, he says, Bill Boyd was involved in the performances. Are there any recordings or archives here in Dallas? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Marissa emailed us and says, yesterday I found a rock/metal-like object in my home-cooked dinner. She says, I have no idea where it came from and I'm concerned. Is there anywhere in Dallas I could take it to get it tested to find out what it is? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Grant emailed us and says there's a multi-story building project that one can see as one approaches the Bryan Street exit on the I-45 overhead headed away from downtown. Grant says it seems to have gone for years without being completed. Does anybody know what's happening with the Bryan Street, a multi-story building project near the Bryan Street exit on the I-45 overhead headed away from downtown? So I guess that's headed south. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Stephanie emailed us and says, I'm looking for a specific recording of Christmas music and need suggestions of how to refine my search. I first listened to it in the early 90s, but I don't know when it was recorded. It was on two cassette tapes, clear with blue writing. Why can I remember that? And they were old English Christmas carols, some Middle English, sung by a choir, not a boys' choir. These were adults. And the Boar's Head Carol began with a great single bass baritone voice. The only other song I remember explicitly is The Holly and the Ivy. Stephanie says, I think the whole collection was choral. I don't remember any music in it, any instruments. Can anyone suggest a website where I can look at or know someone who can point me in the right direction to try to find this specific recording of Christmas music? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Or you can send us a tweet. Send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see here. Let's just go to line one here. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, Marcy Gabrielle, Dallas.
Okay, go right ahead.
So my question is about books, computer software books. They're hardcover.
Mm-hmm.
And so computer software, programming, and some electrical engineering books. I have bunches of them.
Mm-hmm.
What could possibly be done with them? They vary. Computer communications, wireless and mobile, developing Java, telecommunication system engineering. So they're all the basic structure of that industry. Does anyone have any suggestions as to what I could do with them, whether it's sell them or donate them?
All right. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. And that's where you find caller on line two.
Hey.
Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Hey, Jeff, it's Tom Metcalf. How are you?
Hey, Tom. Where are you calling from, Tom?
I'm calling from Plano.
Great. Go right ahead, please.
Yeah, the development at, it's actually Good Latimer, Bryan, and Live Oak Street,
mm-hmm.
is 465 apartment units, and it's being built by a company called Graystar. It's a national builder, and it has a structured parking lot next to it that they saw from the road. It looks like a big concrete monolith. And they'll be finishing the interiors, I guess, in the next few months and opening them sometime in the early spring.
All right. Well, thanks for calling and answering that question. It's great to get one right out of the gate.
Take care, Jeff.
All right,
bye-bye.
You too. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything@kera.org. Let's see. Someone emailed us wondering if anyone can go into a VFW hall and just hang out, or is it for service people only, or I guess veterans only? Call us, 800-933-5372. Oh, let's do this again. Why not? Up next on line three, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, I would guess that would be me.
That's you. Tell us your name. What's your name?
My name is Derek, and I'm calling Fort Worth. I was actually calling in response to the lady you just called in with the programming books.
Yeah.
And I know I'm certain schools and things like that could use them. She wanted to donate them. I am also someone who's very interested in those books and wouldn't mind purchasing them from her. So I'm not sure if there's any way I could put contact info with you guys.
Maybe you can just shoot us an email and she can email us and then we can connect you all that way. How's that sound?
Will do.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
I love the show.
Thanks a lot. Lines open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. That's where we got this from Aaron, who wants to know, who is responsible for the installation and removal of the dozen or so American flags along Sylvan Avenue, just south of I-30, that show up near holidays, such as Veterans Day, Memorial Day, the 4th of July, etc. Does anybody know who does those flags along Sylvan, just south of I-30? Well, call us, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. I've read all the emails. We had some phone problems early on, as you could probably tell. So everybody's been really good. And that doesn't mean anything, but let's talk next to somebody online, too. Tell us your name, please.
Hi, my name's Steve.
Hey, Steve. Where are you calling from?
I'm just calling from Dallas. I was wondering if anybody had any suggestions on where I can or how I can clean vomit from, you know, car seats and stuff like that, not leather, cloth. any tips, suggestions, or maybe even places that might do a really good job in cleaning, detailing cars.
Right, right. Yeah, sure. Well, we've had this question in some form or fashion before, but I can't remember exactly what we heard. So, you're looking for an enzymatic cleaner.
Yeah.
Right. So, but I can't remember what suggestions we got in the past. So we'll see what we get for you this time.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Up next to 800-933-5372. Nope. Is Amy calling from Flower Mound? Hello, Amy.
Hi.
Hey there.
So the question regarding the books.
Yeah.
I recently sold all of my college textbooks. I was actually able to make a good amount of money off of them. I went to bigwords.com. And you insert the ISBN number for your book, and it'll search all the places that you can sell it online and where you can get the best prices for them. And it only really works if the professor is still using the book, which sometimes works for, like, old engineering books because the professors never change.
Right. Computer science might be more challenging since it's sort of ever-evolving.
If they're old editions and out of date and no one uses them in classrooms anymore, probably won't be able to get any money. But there are donation spots around town. You can Google where to find the Better World Books donation site, and you just toss them into a bin, and they'll get them to areas in need that could use the books.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got this from Karen, who emailed us anything at kera.org. In Garland, Karen says, at the corner of Arapahoe and Shiloh Roads, a new public charter high school, the International Leadership School, opened. Karen says, I have two questions about it. There is what looks like a small two-story apartment on the property. It's built the same style as the school, but other than the building number, there is no signage on it. What is this building? And if it is an apartment, then who is it for? And in one of the school's fenced-off yards, Karen says, there's a play equipment for little kids, plastic playhouse, etc. Who uses those? 800-933-5372. That's why we do the show. Anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. This is from Duffy in Fort Worth, who has a question about Clay Jenkins. Duffy says he seems to be like a co-mayor. Is this particular to Dallas? And he's asking about Clay Jenkins, who's a county judge, right? But he's also technically the executive for Dallas County. So he is he's the executive officer for Dallas County, and that's pretty much I guess like the mayor. He does have a bully pulpit, so to speak, but he also has an executive responsibility for Dallas County. So, I'm assuming that Duffy is referencing Judge Jenkins' role in the Ebola situation we had last month and in late September. That's a good question. But we'll see if somebody wants to lay out maybe the county government design here and maybe relate it to Fort Worth. I'm sure it's similar because, I'm sure they're organized similarly because of state laws, but cities are different. Cities do run their, their councils, et cetera, different around the state. But we'll see if we get another answer for you on that, too. 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Bailey in Fort Worth. Hello, Bailey.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
I was calling in response to the person asking about the VFW. You are supposed to be a vet to go into the VFW or have been a vet that's been deployed to an active duty war zone. They do have the women's auxiliary and stuff where females or people who were maybe you were related to a vet and you want to help out or volunteer at the VFW. But I know some posts are pretty lax about it. Some posts will let anybody in. So it just depends on where you're at and who the quartermaster and everybody that's running the post. Depend on, I guess, how lax they are with some of those rules.
Very good. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Jackson calling from Dallas. Hello, Jackson.
Hello.
Hey there.
You're on the air. My answer is for the lady with the foreign material in her home-cooked meal.
Yeah.
And what I would suggest, first of all, if you Google Geological Testing Service Dallas, a bunch of different sites come up. Some of them I'm familiar with in the construction industry. They generally work commercially testing concrete samples as they're pouring them. But I'm sure you could find some place that would be willing to test what it is. My suggestion would be if you had anything that was geologically harvested, any ingredients that in your meal like that you might have gotten rock or even a shrapnel of metal in there because the filtration systems in those things don't always catch everything.
Right.
I've found rocks and stuff in my
sure.
cans of tomatoes and stuff before. So.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep. All thank right. you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And, of course, you can send me your questions and answers via Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Stay with us. More of your questions and answers coming up. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Our email address, anything@kera.org. And, of course, you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter if you want to send your questions or answers that way. Doug says the flags on Sylvan at I-30, he says usually it's the Rotary Club that puts them up. It's this way in Wiley where I live and work. He says, love the show, love the station. Thanks so much, Doug. We also got a question from Matt, who says, on the Trinity River in Fort Worth, near the Zoo Train Trestle Bridge and Spillway, there's a pumping operation of some kind. Says it almost looks like a sludge removal system. Any idea if it will ever go away? He says it's kind of an eyesore. Does anybody know about this sludge removal or pumping operation on the Trinity River in Fort Worth near the zoo? 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Nick calling from Louisville. Hello, Nick.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. I just had a question wondering if anyone knew where in the Louisville area I could buy a Chemex coffee brewer.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get a couple of suggestions for you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Ashton calling from Arlington. Hello, Ashton.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Love the show.
Thank you.
You can. I had an answer for your VFW question, and the caller before me had a pretty good answer. I would add on to that, most of the units have men's auxiliary or women's auxiliary units that are part of the VFW. And if you have a relative who was a veteran of a foreign war, for a very small fee, you can join the auxiliary unit, which will give you full access to pretty much every VFW in the nation.
Very good. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
No problem.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. That's where we got this. This is an email from Rich in Carrollton, who wants to know, when I push a walk button at an intersection, does it alter the timing of the lights or just notify me as to when it's safe to cross? Well, we'll see if we get an answer on that. I will tell you there was a news story a couple of months ago that most of the walk buttons in Dallas weren't functioning. That's the news story. I believe it was in the Dallas Morning News. But we'll see if we get an answer on that. Let's see. Hannah has a response for the lady asking about traditional English Christmas carols. There are many different choirs that have beautiful collections. Hannah says, but really the best is the King's College Choir, which is one of the schools of Oxford, and it's in their famous cathedral with their boys' choir. Hannah says, Salisbury Cathedral also has wonderful recordings. Do yourself a favor, she says, and definitely go for the older recordings. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. And up next, let's talk to Patrick in Burleson. Hey, Patrick.
Yeah, one of your callers asked about the county judge in Dallas.
Yeah.
And I'll just, as full disclosure, I've actually known Clay Jenkins for 20 years. The way they have county government set up in Texas is they have a county judge that's elected countywide and four commissioners. In smaller counties, county judge actually has jurisdiction over misdemeanor cases and probate matters. But in the bigger rural counties, like you said, they're the chief executive of the county government, but they're also responsible for the budget for countywide agencies like the sheriff's department, the district attorney's office, things like that. I think the reason why you saw Clay Jenkins so much during the Ebola crisis was because a lot of health care funds are administered through county government. So a lot of health care functions, indigent health care, things like that are all administered through county governments. So in addition to the fact that Clay Jenkins is just the kind of guy to get out in front of an issue,
mm-hmm.
He actually had some responsibility in that area because he's kind of in charge of health care for the entire county.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Sure thing.
Right. Up next at 800-933-5372, probably my favorite subject line on a caller that we've ever had, Michael in Allen. Hey, Michael.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hi. A gentleman called about an odor or some kind of bacteria in his car or RV that wanted to get it detailed.
Yeah.
All right. The answer to that is, and they'll be glad to help you. Any Volkswagen or Audi dealership, they have an actual machine. It's about $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 machine, and what it does, it creates ozone inside the car and kills all the bacteria and everything inside of it. It takes a couple hours, and there's no chemicals involved. It's just a positive ionic machine that is incredible. It's amazing what it does. They'll probably charge you $40 to $60, but it's crazy how amazing that works.
So it just removes all the odor, all the
fungus, bacteria, smell, anything. It'll remove cigarette smoke from a car. It'll remove a dead animal smell from inside of a car. And the main reason that it was is formulated in the early 2000s, the Volkswagen Jettas and Beetles used this material under the carpet called jute, mm-hmm. which is like a recycled padding.
Right, right.
The AC
it's
drain.
Kind of hay, kind of a get, hay, sort of a
yeah,
kind of a natural yeah. product. Yeah.
Yes. And what would happen to a lot of the AC drains would get stopped up because of the way that the early Volkswagens were designed in the early 2000s. And so water would hit the firewall, drain from the evaporator, and leak into the floorboard. Well, anyway, it would mildew. And the problem is once that started getting wet, the entire thing would soak up like this huge, huge sponge, and it'd give you this bad bacteria, fungus, mold smell, and it smelled like rotten crayons, if you could imagine what that would smell like. Mm-hmm. And they engineered this product to eliminate that smell.
There's nothing like the smell, just the interior car smell, though, of an old Volkswagen Beetle. I mean, it's because of that material in the padding. So
yes.
So it makes sense that they would come up with something. So thanks for the tip, Michael. And just so in case anybody's wondering, the subject line on your call said vomit. So because we did have that call about the guy.
Yeah,
the call.
Yeah, and he can either go to the service writer or talk to one of the detail guys.
Great.
And they'll be more than happy to help them. We've been doing it for people for years.
Well, thanks, Michael. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Robert in Irving. Hello, Robert.
I guess that would be me.
That's you.
The Christmas music in a clear plastic cassette case. Sorry, I'm a little roomy this morning. That sounds like Musical Heritage Society. There's a mail order music service. Mm-hmm. I was enrolled with it in kind of ancient history, probably the 80s. There's probably some way to contact them online in modern times. But
so tell us one more time what it was called.
Excuse me, Musical Heritage Society.
Very good.
Old English Christmas music and especially vocal. That sounds like something I might have gotten from them and might have been available. It's like a subscription classical music society organization.
Well, Robert, thanks.
Used to be anyway.
Thanks so much for calling. I hope you get to feeling better.
Great. Thanks a lot.
All right, you bet.
Good morning to you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. It's always fun to crack open the anything definitive answers folder. And I get to do that on this next question. This is from Mark in Old East Dallas, who says, I'm sure you've gotten this question before. We have. But he says, there's a tree on the westbound side of I-30 on the way to Fort Worth, right before the Beach Street exit, that someone is always decorating year-round. Who is doing this and why? And I thumbed through the anything definitive answers folder here, which actually exists. And Chris Hawes at WFAA had a story behind the mysterious Fort Worth Christmas tree that was published December 18th, 2007, that I printed out and saved for this very reason. This tree was, it's been there, and a woman was named Carla Christian, who had a rough life, according to the story, wound up on the streets, eventually escaped the streets, but not the memory of the homeless friends she'd left behind. So she started to decorate this little mimosa tree. And the tradition continued. And then one year, and this would have been prior to 2007, Christian could no longer climb the hill, which is when other Fort Worth families rose to take her place. The tradition moved, according to this story from several years ago, from Kay Rice to her daughter, Kim Smith, and then to her granddaughter. So the tradition has moved around. According to this article, again from 2007, at least 100 people had been contributing to decorating the tree over the years. And there was actually a children's book written about this by Leslie Gordon, who was one of the people in this article, called The Homeless Christmas Tree. And I'm assuming that it's still available out there, but it's by Leslie Gordon. So There's the answer to that one. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's go next on the phone and talk to Therese in Dallas. Hello, Therese.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm looking for either a company or a person who has the ability to rebuild bathroom light fixtures, you know, the kind that like go up over your mirror.
Mm-hmm.
These light fixtures have been discontinued either by the store where I bought them or by the manufacturer, and I like it, and I can't find a replacement, so I just want to have it rebuilt internally.
So you just need all the electrical stuff to be redone.
Right, exactly. I don't want to change the design or anything like that.
I would assume you could get an electrician to come and just put new light sockets in and, you know, rewire it. And actually... As the, you know, occasional lamp rebuilder myself, it's not really that hard to do. You can kind of find, you might be able to even find all the parts at your local, you know, the electrical department of your local home improvement store, especially if you took it down and took it in there. But but I would assume that, you know, any electrician could do it for you and probably just do it on site with the gear that they have. So you might just call around, but we'll see if we get a suggestion for a place that specializes in that too.
Okay, and I live in Dallas.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Lots of lines open, actually, at 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Jonathan emailed us about the Clay Jenkins and judges and mayors question. And Jonathan says, emergency management marshals the resources across multiple cities within a county. Because of this, judges at the county level are designated as executives to coordinate emergency response. So that that illustrates why Clay Jenkins in Dallas County took the lead during the situation we had with you know, the Ebola cases here in Dallas late September and early October. So thanks very much, Jonathan, for that. Wendy in Burleson says you can buy Chemex coffee brewers at any Whole Foods. So thank you very much for that lead. Chemex coffee appliances at Whole Foods. I don't think it's really an appliance. I think it's a glass carafe thing, right? That's right, I think. let's see. We got an answer or a question, rather, from Javier in Irving. Javier says, does it matter to my car's engine whether I use cheap gas as opposed to a brand name gas? And within a gas station, is there a big difference between regular and premium? Well, sometimes your car will specify, based on the engine type, you know, what level of octane gas you need. But we'll see if this is a good question for the smartest audience in radio. We'll see what the audience has to say about, you know, sort of a lower cost gas station's gas versus a name brand gas station's gas. And then on the octane question too. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Up next, let's talk to Michelle in Irving. Hello, Michelle.
Hi.
Hey there.
I wanted to know if it's okay or safe to eat granite. The reason why I ask is they used to sell the molcajetes, which is like a bowl where we make the salsa,
right,
where we smush everything. Well, now at the stores, they're selling them where they're made out of granite. And I recently bought one, but when I touch it, even after I scrubbed it and washed it, I see, like, sparklings on my fingers. And so I'm like, okay, so it must be releasing part of the granite. So I'm just concerned, is it something that's safe if we eat particles of it?
Right. There's dust coming out of it, I guess, what you're saying, even though you've washed it and cleaned it. There's still a little dust coming out. Is that safe? Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling. Let's see. Up next, we have on the phones Denise calling from Dallas. Hello, Denise.
Hi.
Hey there.
The lady who called about getting her light fixtures fixed.
Yeah.
There is a place in it. Well, it's listed as Dallas. I call it Richardson. It's at the corner of, it's called Royal Touch Lamp and Fixture Service. It's at the corner of Coit and Arapahoe. They can fix almost any kind of lamp, any kind of light, and we have taken like dozens of things there. The wait's a little bit long because they're so popular. They do an excellent job. They can rewire anything.
Say the name of it one more time.
It's called Royal Touch Fixture, Royal Touch Lamp and Fixture Servers.
Great.
And they're at the corner of Coit and Arapahoe.
Great. Denise, thanks so much.
Sure. Right. Thanks. Bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372, we have Ron in Fort Worth. And you can also email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Hey, Ron.
Hello.
My
question is,
yeah.
I was told that they are developing the internet to where it could be carried through the power lines, i.e. like through your regular 110 outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, if that's true, and if it's true, how far along are they in the development of it?
Well, it's a good question. We'll see if we get an answer for you. I know, I remember seeing TV antennas, right, that would plug into an outlet and supposedly the claim was they would turn your whole house's electrical system into an antenna. I think I've seen that somewhere.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Yeah. So we'll see if somebody knows.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Lines open, 800-933-5372. Email, of course, always open, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Stay with us, a whole nother segment with your questions and answers coming up. It's anything you ever wanted to know from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, of course, anything at kera.org. And you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Jonathan did, who says, some appliances will use your in-home electric wires to carry internet around the house. He says, my Dish TV receiver does that. Let's see if, let's get an answer on this from Arthur on the phone in Dallas. Hey, Arthur.
Hey, Jeff. Basically there is a very simple system that you can buy from a lot of different companies that lets you just use the wiring in your own house to connect to computers or other devices. Now, as far as doing it over, say, power lines, the problem with that is that because of the voltages, and it's got to do with the voltages and the amperages, it would just simply be, you'd have so much noise and so much interference that it would make any long-distance transmission impossible.
Very good. Well, thanks for calling.
Sure.
All right. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Elizabeth in Benbrook. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm missing a festival up in Oklahoma that I love and try to go to every year. And I'm kind of disappointed about that.
Uh-huh.
And so I've decided I'm going to try to do some of the same type of things here. And so I wanted to see if the listeners could help me. I am looking for a place in the Fort Worth area to buy really good fudge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also looking for areas that would have particularly nice fall colors before they're all gone. And any kind of festivals or church bazaars that might be going on this weekend where I could see and enjoy homemade crafts or foods and or music, preferably outdoor music.
Right. Well, there is. Okay, so you're in luck because, and I know about this because my wife went last year.
Good.
And it's there is a festival or a fair the weekend of Thanksgiving called the Homestead Fair. And it's near, and if you just go to homesteadfair.com, it's near Waco. And it's all handcrafted, you know, making furniture. It says here, you know, help milk a cow, lend a hand to the old-fashioned timber frame barn raising, watch a master craftsman fashion a fine Windsor chair straight from a rough log, et cetera, et cetera. And there's all kinds of do-it-yourself stuff. So I know that is one thing that people in our audience may suggest, homesteadfair.com. And it's down near Waco, and apparently it's, you know, I've heard that it's a lot of fun. So there's one suggestion. We'll see if we get some other suggestions for you as well.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is it Samara in Dallas?
Yes.
Hey there.
Hi, this is Samara in Dallas.
Samara, yes. Go right ahead, please.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling from Dallas, and I have a Toyota Camry 2012, and I need a backup camera for my car. Where can I get in Dallas?
So did it originally have a backup camera?
No, they don't have, but I need one.
So you want to install an aftermarket backup camera in your Camry?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get a suggestion for you. Okay, so stay tuned. If we don't get one this week, maybe we'll have some leads for you for next week's show.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Line open 800-933-5372. Let's see. Let's talk next to Jim in Dallas. Hello, Jim.
Hey there. How you doing?
Doing well.
Got an answer for the granite question.
Yeah.
Granite is a really hard stone and doesn't give off dust. Now, if it's not polished out really good, it can have a white kind of chalky appearance. And when you rub it, maybe some of the oil will get off your finger and make it look a little darker. But you shouldn't actually be getting any kind of dust on your finger if it is. It's not really granite.
Okay. Well, very good. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's see. Tammy emailed us and said, yes and no on this question. Granite, basalt, and other hard igneous and metamorphic rocks have been used for centuries for these sort of mortar and pestle arrangements. And while it won't make you sick in the short term, the dust isn't abrasive and will eventually, over a long period of time, wear down the enamel on your teeth. And Tammy says, I'm putting my archaeology degree to good use for you today. Thanks, Tammy. So, yeah, don't eat every single meal off of it, essentially, is what Tammy is saying. But I guess if you're using it for a salsa bowl or something like that, it's probably not... probably not that big a deal. But let's see. We had another answer, and it sounds like maybe they agreed because they dropped off. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Amar in Irving. Hello, Amar.
Hi, Jim. I have a question and an answer, partial answer for one question about the internet.
Yeah.
The question I have is, in Irving, the soil is loose, and my stairs in front of the house, they goes down and sinking down every year, few half inch or so. I recently heard about a polymer injection. If there is any reliable contractor or a company who can do that.
To sort of raise back up the steps in front of your house.
Something like they drill a tiny hole and inject some polymer, fiber polymer compound.
Okay.
And so that the stairs will go up. And this is like a... economical and easier solution.
Right. Are these are concrete steps?
Yes.
Okay. And so we'll see if we get a suggestion for you on that. And then you had an answer on the internet question as well?
That was an experimental theory that was coming up, and it was good if you are talking about like 10 years ago when the internet expected speed was very low. An electricity line has three phases, and it's hard or impossible to transfer the signal across those phases. And then if you come across a transformer, it doesn't go through that.
Mm. Okay.
So it is, and even if you do something, it's like very slow speed. So I don't think so it's going to go on a commercial basis.
So moving around your house is one thing within your house, but... between your house and the world is the other, that's the gap.
Yeah.
It's hard to jump. Okay.
Even within the house, if you have two phases, like for the some of the bigger houses has multiple phases, it doesn't go across them.
Great. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
And we'll see if we get an answer for you on raising up your the concrete steps that are starting to you know slowly sink away from your house. All right. Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Rick calling from Dallas. Hello, Rick.
Hey, what's going on, man? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, thanks for calling.
Hey, I actually have two questions, if that's okay. I just thought of another one I've been wanting to ask for a long time. The first one, though, would be I have probably an eighth of an inch thick black acrylic sheet. And I feel bad just throwing them in the trash can, but I've heard that some recycling centers won't take them.
Hmm.
But I'm looking for maybe if someone knows of a recycling center that would take about 100, you know, 3 foot by 2 foot black acrylic sheets.
Are they pretty stiff? Are they rigid?
Yeah, they're pretty stiff. They were used as real estate signs for a long time, and now they're just trash.
You might actually call, and we get this suggestion. You might call your local art teacher at, you know, the high school.
Yeah.
Call the art department at your neighborhood high school and ask them if they could use it. Because that's something that even if they used a few every semester or a few in each class, you know, that might be something that they could use for art projects.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, I just wonder if the print on them matters, you know, having to, like, actually take off the print that was on them at one
sure.
time.
Well, it'd at least be worth a call because maybe they can use it.
Oh, yeah.
And then what was your other question?
My other question would be I'm looking to try to find a place where I can find the Topo Chico waters or Topo Chico waters.
Topo Chico.
But with the lime Topo Chico waters, but in a case.
Hmm.
I can only find them in a single one. I know it sounds like a really odd question, but I can only find them in the single lime twist Topo Chico waters, but I want to buy them at a case at a time.
Have you tried like Fiesta or someplace like that?
Yeah, Fiesta Mart didn't have. They have the
case of regular, right?
The unflavored mineral right. waters, but not the lime twist ones.
Hmm, okay.
I'm just curious if anyone knows where I could find a case of those. But that was it, man. I appreciate
it. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Up next is Sheridan in Dallas. Hello, Sheridan.
Hey, Jeff. I had an answer for the woman that was looking to have her fixture rewired. There's
yeah.
a great little shop on Lover's Lane called Fashion Lamps. It's between Douglas and the tollway on the north side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
And the women in there are terrific. They're honest and helpful and creative, and they can do anything. They've done several projects for me.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
You bet.
All right. So there's a couple of votes for that. Let's see. Alberto tweeted me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And Alberto says, I saw an aftermarket backup camera at Walmart in Garland, or at Garland and Rowlett yesterday, but didn't catch the price. So they do sell aftermarket backup cameras. And let's see, we've got somebody calling from Garland. Hold on, I'm gonna come back to you, Doug. Hold on one second. Let's see, let's go to Stephen in Garland. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, there's a place in Garland that actually installs backup cameras. So they sell the backup camera and they do the labor. I got my vehicle done over there.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, do you know what it's called?
It's called Unique Car Sound and Security. You can look it up online. Unique Car Sound. It's off of Garland Avenue in 635.
Great. Well, Stephen, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Right. Sounds like that's something that any, you know, car stereo type place might be starting to offer. So... So you shop around. Let's see. As promised, going back to Doug in DeSoto. Doug, sorry, I pushed the wrong button a second ago, and I'd already sort of kind of billboarded the backup camera answer. So
I understand.
Thanks for hanging in it.
Hey, no problem. One is the Swiss Pastry Shop on Vickery Boulevard, West Vickery Boulevard for the fudge.
Oh, yeah.
And as far as the backup cameras, Walmart, Fry's, or what do you call it, Car Toys?
Okay.
And as far as a mortar and pestle, yeah, I have one of those too. And no, I mean, it's organic. It's just dirt. We need more dirt in our
right.
Head.
Very good.
As
Doug,
far as the BFW, they do have a guest book. And this caller earlier said, yeah, you can, you know, be the part of the auxiliary. And they also have a guest book where it's sort of like a temporary membership for the day or something like that. So you can go in there and get associated with them.
Doug, thanks for calling.
Hey, have a great one.
Thank you. Let's see. Andrew in Richardson has an answer for us. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Sure.
This is an answer about the fudge for the lady.
Yeah.
There's a place called Dude Sweet in Fort Worth and in and in the Bishop Arts District in Dallas. That's the most amazing chocolate you'll ever have in your life. So,
very good. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Bye.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Probably time for a couple more calls. Want to get some of these emails on, too, though. Sarah in Grapevine says, your caller looking for the Christmas carols. What they describe sounds a lot like an album I grew up listening to by the Dale Warland Singers. D-A-L-E-W-A-R-L-A-N-D, Dale Warland Singers. And it looks like the group has published several other Christmas albums that can be purchased as CDs or MP3s. So the Dale Warland Singers is a lead on that. Let's see. We had a couple of answers on internet over the power lines. Mike in Dallas says the technology exists. Several cities have already have internet service available in their power lines. And the cable industry is fighting it voraciously and has lobbied some state legislators to enact laws prohibiting it. And let's see. Mike says, I'm an IT consultant. I work with networking. It's extremely cost prohibitive to run internet, or in this case, Ethernet protocol, the plug that goes into your router, over large power lines. It requires significant upgrades to the power grid. And in fact, in Chattanooga, Tennessee, says the power company installed fiber broadband lines to monitor the meters and sells the extra bandwidth to homes acting as an internet service provider. It's a municipal fiber service that delivers 1 gigabyte service for about $60 a month in Chattanooga. So there is that answer. Let's go really quickly here. We've got somebody who almost wins the Patient Caller Award winner of the week, Marshall in Dallas. Hey, Marshall.
Hi. I'm a longtime listener. I think this is the first or second time I call. Love the show.
Great. We got but about 45 seconds, so you'll have to make it quick.
I have one question for you. Where can I find mini pumpkins? I'm getting married tomorrow, and part of the decoration are mini pumpkins, and we order some online, but some of them never arrive. So I have to find a place where they sell mini pumpkins by the bulk, and I can't really find any place. So if you know any place.
Wow.
And then second, for the internet and by electricity, there is appliances. I know they're saying over the power lines, but there are little machines that you can buy inside your house. So if you have to connect the computer in one room and you have a modem in the other one and you don't have Wi-Fi, you can connect it and it uses a power line inside your house. So, and that is easily available in like Best Buy or Walmart.
Great. Well, Marshall, maybe you can try, congratulations on getting married tomorrow. We are out of time, but maybe you can try, acorn squash or something. Maybe you can find some really ripe acorn squash that are starting to turn kind of pumpkin-colored. And congratulations and best of luck. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Our phones get answered by Fiona Norton. Thanks, y'all, very much. And Christine McConnell produces the podcast. Thanks to her as well. You can find the last 10 shows at kera.org/anything for your downloading and listening pleasure. And, of course, email us your questions and answers, comments and suggestions at anything@kera.org. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. You can follow me on Twitter @JeffWhittington. And thanks so much for listening and for writing and calling in. Have a great weekend, and hey, stay warm.